Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord, come on somebody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Come on, y'all, and be glad in it. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Yeah. Resurrection Sunday. This is the day that the Lord, He has made. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, Pastor Donna, why you so ump and amp today? Because He rose. Because He rose. That's the crux of the Christianity belief. He rose. He rose. Death could not hold Him in the grave. And we will forever be grateful and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's why I'm amped today. Because He rose. Oh, death, where is your sting? Yeah. We have a word for you today, so get ready. Okay? Get excited, get you some water, get ready. Because we're going to be talking about that resurrection and what happened after. What's going on after the resurrection? What's going on in your household? What's going on in my household? What's going on in your life? He rose, y'all. It's already been done. It's already done. Does He live with you? Does He abide with you? Does He walk with you? Does He talk to you? Does He speak to you? Are you friends? Do you know He's the lover of your soul? Do you know He's a healer? Do you really, really know He will deliver you out of hardship, out of stress, out of pain, out of anguish, out of worry, out of turmoil? Do you know that He will deliver you? Do you know? He said that all power is in His hands. He holds the keys over life and death. He says that I am the resurrection. That's what He said. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. He said that I am the resurrection. He is the resurrection and the life. Yeah, so we don't have no sad stories. Hold your head up high. Inhale, exhale, get yourself together and have a beautiful, wonderful, wonderful day in God. Go around somebody. Get close to somebody. Be near somebody and let that anointing that's on you touch someone. Be close to others. This is not just a one man's thing. It's all about us. You see, Jesus died. He gave His life for us, not for one, for us. So it's no longer just me. It's no longer just you. It's us. Get around folk. Just your presence is a good thing. Just your presence. See, there's an aura about the Christians and those that know Jesus and have a relationship with him. There's just an aura. You want to be around folk. Yeah. And you just might be what they need to get them over a hard time or a struggle in their family. Situations they didn't know they would have to deal with. Answers that they don't know what the answer is, but they got to give. Well, what are you going to do? Well, what are you going to do about this? Pressures and stress. Get amongst folks. Yeah. And let that love of Jesus Christ flow from you to them. Let them know it's going to be all right. You're going to make it. How do I know? Because he lives. And you can face whatever life throws in your path because he lives. Please join me today as I ask God to bless this word, bless this message. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us. We certainly don't take it for granted. Please bless each and every listener of this broadcast. Please bless every listener of your holy word, God, as you speak to us. Let us not be just confounded by this broadcast, but oh God, let your word go forth. It's not about the bunnies and it's not about eggs. It's not about toys and kids dressing up in new clothes. It's about your resurrection. It's about the fact that death could not hold you in the grave. Yeah, help us to see you. Help us to know you. Help us to have a relationship with you. Oh God, I pray that you would bless each and every one wherever they are. Turn hearts, change hearts. And Lord, I pray for your healing. Those who are in hospitals, those in nursing homes, those who are sick at home. I pray for your healing that you would touch their body. Strengthen their bodies, bring healing and wholeness. And then, Lord, those who've lost loved ones, God, I pray that you would comfort their hearts. I pray that you would bring peace to their hearts, and I pray that you would put your loving arms around them and give them comfort during the difficult days and time. And then, Lord, I ask you to please bless those who are homeless. I pray, God, that you would bless those who are homeless. I pray, dear Lord Jesus, that you would bless those who are homeless. Everybody should have a home, some place to lay their head. Even animals dig holes and live under the ground. They have babies, and the babies live underground. I pray for the homeless that this great nation and the world that we live in will provide homes, places of rest for your people. And then, Lord, I just thank you for all you've done and all you're doing. Help us to grow. Help us to grow in our faith. Help us to grow in serving you and being a powerful witness for you. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for all things. Amen. We have a word for you today. The title of our message is The Living Word. The Living Word is going to be found in the book of Luke. Luke. Read that whole chapter. The book of Luke. Matthew, Mark, then there's Luke. Luke, the 24th chapter. Our key verse is verse 32. But that whole book of Luke, read the whole chapter of the book of Luke, the 24th chapter, is filled with stuff. that you will definitely want to read over and over again. Yeah, I'm excited about what God is doing, and I'm excited about the fact that he loves us so much, he decided to choose us, use us for his work and for his bidding. I want to say happy Resurrection Sunday to Patricia. Hello, hello, hello. Armor bearer. Yeah. That's our armor bearer. One of them. There's many armor bearers that look out for the area. Pray for the people. Yeah. God has put people in places to be an armor bearer. To take care of the needs spiritually. Prayers. The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous avail much. Yeah, that means a lot. And I thank God for DeSoto. I thank God for Sister Patricia. I thank God that he's put people in places for 2025 for such a time as this. And if you say, well, Pastor Donna, that's just one person, but Pastor John, Jesus was one person. The Apostle Paul was one person. Timothy was one person. Yeah. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was one person. God will use whoever he wants to, in whatever way he wants to use them. So I say, God, do your thing. Use them in a mighty way. Sister Patricia, you go ahead. You don't have to speak and preach and talk to a whole lot. Your aura, just walking in the room carries anointing. Come on, somebody. Yeah, that's what the Christians carry with them. It's called the Holy Spirit. Just you walking in the room makes people feel better. Come on. I know what I'm talking about. Just walking in the room, it's a comforting spirit to know it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Ha, it's going to be all right. Whatever you're dealing with, it's going to be okay. Keep trusting God. He'll see you through. So, Sister Patricia, I'm going to tell you, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, okay? Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Wherever God leads you, you go. Whatever God puts on your heart, you do it. Whomever he tells you to talk to, you say it. Even if it doesn't make sense. Great is your reward. Hallelujah. Great is your reward. There's a lot of folk that need help. And you know what? God has put people in places to bring help, wholeness. Something going on at your house. If there's a fire, when you see the fire trucks, you feel comfortable. You feel like, oh, they're here. It's okay now. I can feel it's going to be all right. If there's a medical situation, when the ambulance pulls up, you know, okay, help is here. Help is on the way. Sometimes God will put people in places to be that help, to be that armor bearer, to carry the load, help you to make it. And they may not even have to say anything, just their aura, just them coming in. God will use whomever he will for such a time as this. Yeah, let's turn to the book of Luke. Luke, the 24th chapter, verse 32 is our key verse. That verse 32. This is Jesus, after he rose, he walked amongst the people. He was around all kind of folk. Yeah, talking to him and everything after he rose. Okay? Luke 24, verse. I'm going to start at verse. I'm going to start at verse 25. Our key verse is 32. Let's start at 25, okay? This is Jesus walking with others as they, okay? Let's see. He said to them, this is Jesus speaking right in this passage. Our key verse is verse 32, though, okay? This is 25. How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not Christ have to suffer these things and enter, his glory? They were speaking about, you know, what had happened about the crucifixion and different things. And it was already foretold that he would suffer. It was foretold in the Old Testament that he would suffer. And it happened just as the scripture said. And it was foretold. Yeah. But the thing about it, he suffered and bled and died. But he rose. He rose again. Okay, verse 27, it says, and beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. That was Jesus explaining, okay? And verse 28, as they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. Okay, verse 30. When he was at the table with them, he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and began to give it to them. Okay. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. This is him. Okay. Verse 31. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he disappeared from their sight. Verse 31. When they saw him, when they recognized him, then he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? Yeah, they was just like, ah! They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. Yeah, and then they found the 11 and those who was with them assembled together and saying, it is true. It is true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. Yeah, so he was out. Yeah, it happened. It's risen. Yeah. Yeah, it's exciting. Jesus joined those who were earnestly seeking him. The two men walked along the road to Emmaus, discussing the confusing events that had just occurred in Jerusalem. They thought they had understood the happenings of their day, but the death of Jesus had left them disoriented to God and his activity in their world. Yeah, Jesus did get crucified. He died. He was buried. But he rose, y'all. They had hoped that Jesus was the Messiah, but his death had left them perplexed. And it left them discouraged. And a lot of people, you know, once he died on the cross, they was like, all hope was gone. But all hope was not gone. The people, they needed answers. You know, God reads the heart and he knows the earnest pursuit of the will of his people, of his children. He knows. He knows what your heart. He knows when you need answers. He knows when you need answers. He knows when you need clarification. Well, Lord, should I do this or should I do that? Should I take this job or should I do this? Should I do this? He knows. He already knows. Jesus drew near to these men and he walked with them and opened their minds to what the scripture said about him. See, Jesus fulfilled the scripture. What was told in the past, what the prophets had said, Jesus had to die. He did, and he fulfilled the scripture. Yeah, as Jesus was speaking, their hearts burned within them. And as they listened to Jesus relate the scriptures to what they were experiencing, they knew in their hearts that they were hearing God's truth. Their doubts vanished and excitement came over them. And they raced back to share the truth with their friends. And that's where we are right here today. That's where we are right here today. Tell somebody he rose. Tell somebody it's because he loved me so much. I love you. I care about you. What can I do to help you? How can I be a blessing to you? Can I pray for you? You don't have to overload somebody. Just care. Just care about them. Care about their issues. What's going on? Can I say a prayer for you? If you become bewildered by circumstances in your life, Jesus can reorient you to himself. Yeah, through the scriptures. Just like he did these two men. Jesus can walk with you in the spirit. He said that he will leave his Holy Spirit. He won't leave us. He will send a comforter. And that's his spirit. To dwell within us. Come on, y'all. This is the word. This is the truth. Mm-hmm. From your human perspective, the situation may be confusing. Things that you're dealing with, it might be discouraging. Shoot, car broke down. Shoot, I'm now without a job. Now this happened. Now that happened. Things may happen situations may happen one and then the next and then the next. You don't have to get over something for something else to happen. Sometimes they pile up. Now this happened and then this happened and this happened and then that's happened. And now all these things happening all over. Keep trusting God. Keep trusting God. He will see you through. From your human perspective, the situation may be confusing and discouraging. It takes the presence of Christ to open your eyes to the truth of the scriptures. Have your circumstances, have your situations left you confused, perplexed, discouraged? You need Jesus to give you his perspective. And after you've heard from him, you'll be like these two men, excited to join God in what he's doing in and around you. And you will be eager to include others in your experience, just like these guys were. They couldn't wait to tell people, he was with us. He was with us. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the central fact of Christianity. Yeah, it's the central fact of Christianity and Christian history. On it, the church is built. Yeah. Jesus' resurrection is unique because there's other religions. There's other kind of religions. And they have strong ethical systems and concepts about paradise and afterlife and holy scriptures and all kind of things. But only Christianity has a God who became human and then literally died for his people in the person of Jesus Christ. And then was raised from the dead. All power and glory rules his church, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's why the resurrection is so important. Because he rose. Because Christ raised from the dead. We know that the kingdom of heaven has broken into earth's history. Because Jesus rose from the dead. God's mighty power is at work in destroying sin, turning people's lives from death to life, creating new lives. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Turn, repent, live for him always. Yeah. Creating new lives. That's what Resurrection Sunday is all about. Creating new lives and preparing us for Jesus' second return. Because of the resurrection, we know that death has been conquered. And we too will be raised from the dead to live from him for Christ with forever. To live with him forever. Yeah. Yeah. We got something to be excited about on this Resurrection Sunday. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I can face whatever I have to deal with. I'm excited about the work that God is doing in us every day. And you know what? It's not for us to judge. It's not for us. And don't ever let it come out of your mouth to say somebody is going to here or there. That's something that people would say. You going to hell. You don't know where somebody's going. Because you are not the judge. People say that stuff. Don't watch what comes out of your mouth. Let it be words of edification to build up folk. Well, what if you don't understand it? Well, what about this? Well, what about it? Jesus is the reason for this time and this season, Resurrection Sunday. And it's not just today. It's our belief. It's forever. Just like the sun comes up and just like goes down day after day after day after day. Just like we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's not only for today. It's not only for this season. It's not just for springtime. It's not. It's winter too. Winter, it's fall, celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because it's a love story. It's a love story. Go back to St. John, the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse. St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave, come on y'all, his only begotten son, that whosoever, right there, that takes that judgment off of, you can't judge somebody, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you haven't marked it in your Bible, make sure you know St. John 3:16. Yeah. And because he lives, we can face whatever life throws at us because we're not alone. Because he lives. This is Pastor Donna Evans. You're on Trinity Talks. Pray for our ministry. Pray for our ministry. Pray for me. That God would give clarity, give direction, give purpose, and lead us where we're supposed to be going. Until next time, we're on Facebook. Look up Donna Evans. Look up Trinity Talks. We got messages on there. Tell somebody about Jesus' love. God bless you. Until next time.